Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have with us today Maureen Bostock and Armita Sawan with the Lanark County Anti-Racism Working Group. We're going to be talking about that group, how it came to be, what work they're doing, and we're also going to be talking about International Day for Elimination of Racism and Discrimination, which, by the way, is today. Maureen and Armita, welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Maureen, we'll start with you. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Lanark County Anti-Racism Working Group, just in broad terms.
For sure, yes. We're a brand new group. We just got started in November, and today this is our first campaign day. Basically, I think our motivation came from the murder of George Floyd a year and a half ago. Like many other groups in Lanark County, we realized that we have to keep bringing attention to the issue of racism because we need to make these changes to make Lanark County a more welcoming and inclusive society. So,
Armita, how did you get involved?
I got involved because I know Maureen, and she invited, just about anybody who has an interest in talking about and educating about anti-racism. And so that's how I became involved. We've lived here in Lanark for 7 years. I think going on 8 years. And we love it here. And we want to make sure that Lanark continues to be a welcoming community for anybody who'd like to live here.
You're a person of color. What has your experience been like in Lanark County?
My experience has been relatively nice and peaceful. There have been some incidents that can be called microaggressions, and then others that are not personal, but like seeing, for example, the Confederate flag waved around town in Perth, things like that that are not an image or a statement or an activity directed at me personally, but the Confederate flag has connotations to it that are not welcoming to people, especially people who look like me.
I need your help. I need to know how to ask a question. Here I am, a 48-year-old white man, and we're talking about race, and I want to know the proper way to ask you without offending you, because that is not my intent, what your race is. I'm looking at you and I don't want to presume. I don't want to do anything that can be perceived even remotely as insulting. How does one ask that question these days? I know it's a question that in some cases doesn't need to be asked, but when we're having a conversation such as this, it factors in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it does. You can tell just by looking at me that I am not white. Right.
Sure.
And that I would definitely have a different experience in a town in, rural Lanark County, than somebody who is white, right? And not just in Lanark County. Let me make that clear. The experience of racism happens anywhere, right? It happens in big cities. So it's not just about small town. I don't know that the question ever needs to be asked. I think that it comes up organically, right? If we have good rapport, I will eventually talk about my background. And asking the question itself is not offensive, but being asked the question over and over and over by everybody who meets me, it starts to become isolating, right? Like, it means to me that I obviously don't belong there. And so it is itself not an offensive question. It's just the repetitiveness of it, that is, right? And the unnecessariness of it, because it will come up in conversation if the conversation is organic and if we develop good rapport.
Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. That was a very, that's the exact answer I needed. I really appreciate it. And Maureen, you're nodding your head quite a bit as we have this discussion.
Yes, and I just wanted to say how remarkable it is that I've never asked that question. And so it's very clear that that question derives from the kind of a pernicious thing, racism. It's something that exists in among white people that sometimes it's very hard to see it. And how can I see it? I'm white. Very difficult to see something that you don't experience. And it's so absolutely important that we listen to what Armida has said and understand how these questions affect people of color. I wanted to talk about a little bit about my family because I grew up in a really liberal education. My parents taught me the importance of diversity. I went to Caravana in Toronto, and we went to a number of different churches, and they wanted me to have an education, so I understood that diversity is a wonderful thing. And then I was so shocked and appalled when my mother developed Alzheimer's that she became a vicious racist. And so what Alzheimer's seems to do is it releases those inhibitions of things that have kept you from making certain statements, thinking certain ways. And this rabid racism came out of her. It was appalling. And she was racist towards the people that were taking care of her the personal support workers. So it really helped me to see that even though on the surface I came from a place that was very, very was supportive of diversity, welcoming, and underneath there is this core of teachings that seem to persist. And so part of what we're trying to do with Lanark County campaign against racism is to try to help give people some tools to help them deal with racism when they enter it in the community. So, for example, if somebody makes a racist comment or somebody says makes a racist joke, that they have some tools to be able to answer that, because it's part of what we need to do is to make substantial changes in our behavior on the ground, on the street, in restaurants, in our places of work, in all of those places where we encounter racist comments, that we answer them and we not let them go by. And that's part of how we can make sort of fundamental changes, but also understanding that we are just a very, very small part of how that change is going to be made in Canada.
Armida, what's it like to be part of this group?
I don't know. So far I've found it I guess I like that I'm doing something to help with because I know that people want to be able to be anti-racist and be supportive of their racialized neighbors. But maybe I get stumped sometimes when I hear a racist remark. I don't know how to reply to it. I don't know how to stand up to it, right? So, and I've been living in this body for almost 40 years, right? So somebody who's just learning about these issues, of course, there's going to be some, deer caught in the headlight moments, right? And just to be able to put the ideas out there and how to respond to these things feels good.
Education has to be, I don't want to say the largest component, but it has to be a massive component in order for this endeavor to be successful and to reach people. Like we've just gone through, you educated me earlier on in this conversation. How do you do that? What are your plans to reach out to people to get this education out there? Maureen, maybe we can start with you.
Sure. So we're starting very slowly. We want to do this correctly. We want to, you know, we want to do a good job. And I also think that at some point, finding our way into the schools is going to be an important part of what we do. But for now, we're just taking it a step at a time. You know, it's going to take a lot more than what we can do here in Lanark County, and even what we can do in our group. I think, and there are other groups within Lanark County that are doing some amazing work. For example, Lanark County Interval House has added a stop racism sign to the bottom of their billboards, so that people driving by are kind of seeing this message, and it's a wake up call. One of the things I noticed while postering was how effective it is just to hand posters to people who work in restaurants or work in coffee shops, libraries, whatever, and that they are looking at this material that we're providing them with, and it's an opportunity. And sometimes you get this amazing experience where one staff person kind of says, "Oh, I don't think we should put this up," and then the staff person standing next to them says, "Why not?" And that's an extraordinary moment, and it's a moment that changes the reality for the person that initially was hesitant to realize that, yes, this is important. This should be put up. So we're taking it really slowly and really appreciating the work of other groups. Some groups have also gone to the town, to their town councils. There's a group in Westport, a group in Smith Falls who have done that. And of course, some tremendous work has been done up in Renfrew County by the organization there. To help people see that racism does exist within our communities and needs to be addressed.
Armida, this is a young group, been together not that long. Where do you see things going? You've obviously got a group of people who is very dedicated to this. Where do you see things going from here?
I hate to like kind of make these assumptions because it can go anywhere. Like it's only a few months old, and it can really go just absolutely anywhere. And I think that I just really like to leave things open for that to happen organically. What we're doing now is that we're getting kind of like tidbits of information out there about how to respond to racist remarks as you hear them. And I think in the future, going along that, there might be some trainings, there might be some workshops that happen where we can practice those, right? Because it's one thing to read them, and it's another thing to enact them, right? So so something like trainings, or even just not even trainings, just getting together for coffee with the community at large and talking about these issues, right? And then from talking to more people, we'll see what happens, right?
And that's the goal of today as well, which is the International Day for Elimination of Racism and Discrimination, is to have these conversations. But, you know, I'll ask both of you, we have a designated day for this, but it's something that certainly should be taking place and is taking place now. Your group is proof of that, beyond that day. However, it just seems like sometimes this issue gets sort of pushed into the background, and something often terrible has to happen in order for it to resurface. Armida, how do you feel about that?
Well, that's exactly it, right? Like we don't want to wait for something terrible to happen for us to begin to have these conversations. And I think that's my main motivation here, right? Is that if we have the conversations before the terrible things happen, then perhaps we can avoid those terrible things, right? Not talking about it does not stop those terrible things, right? There are examples of that everywhere where the conversations were not happening and awful things happen, right? So yeah, I think it's a great opportunity not to wait, right? To just start talking about it and bring people along who are just starting, who are experts, who are, you know, all over the spectrum, because it affects all of us. And it's everybody's responsibility to stand up to racism all the time.
How often do you meet?
Once a month.
Once a month.
And yeah. And right now we're meeting via Zoom,
mm-hmm.
Which makes it so easy to just join in, right? Like anybody can, with the phone connection or with the internet, can just come in and help us organize.
Well, I mean, here we are. You make great points. You absolutely do. And here we are having a conversation on this particular day, International Day for Elimination of Racism and Discrimination. This is something that needs to be discussed much more often. So I'm going to propose that whether it be the two of you or somebody else, join me at least every 2 months to talk about where we are. Because there's absolutely, you're completely right, Armita. This is a conversation that needs to continue and shouldn't just be put into the spotlight when something terrible happens or there's a designated day. So I'm hoping that your organization would agree to come back on In Focus and provide us regular updates. Would that be something that you'd be willing to do?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Yeah.
Because, you know, why have a day for this type of thing? And I know why we do, but why just limit it to those days is what I'm saying. Exactly. So I think this is a commitment that we can make right now, that we will continue to have these discussions. We can talk every couple months or when need be. Like that's the beauty of these things. We do this with other organizations, and I think that this one is just as important as any in our area, and definitely is something that we should do. It could be a great partnership moving forward, and also allows our listeners to hear what is going on with this particular group on a regular basis. So we look forward to doing that.
Absolutely.
Sounds great.
Well, I didn't think you'd say no, which is great, you know. no, it is great. I'll ask both of you what you intend to do today and what you think people should do today and in the days that come to further educate themselves, you know, beyond what is being done at an organizational level. There's opportunities for people out there, aren't there, Armita, for people to go out and to learn more and really just to broaden their own horizons.
Maureen and a few of the other members of the committee went around postering all over Lanark County with some talking points for how to respond to racism. And I think those talking points are a really good starting point for people to get familiar with and sort of practice, you know, in the mirror or whatever the case. But also reading about the experiences of people of color, of racialized people in small towns and big towns, following the news about what's going on. You know, recently, I think just a couple of days ago, an attack was thwarted in Toronto at the evening prayers in a mosque. Following these things, not to become, you know, sort of paralyzed by them, but to be aware of what is going on and why this is important, right? And I think reading things like Indigenous futurism and Black futurism are also what may give people hope, you know, how to be living in an environment, in a culture that does not engage in racism, right?
For sure. And Maureen, there's a lot of head nodding going on there from both of us, actually. Your thoughts?
I was also going to say that if people want to keep in contact with us and find some of those resources, they can check out our Facebook page, Lanark County ARC, capital ARC, or Ladder County Anti-Racism Campaign. So if they go to Facebook, they can find some resources there, and that may also be helpful.
Okay. We'll share that as well. When we do share this post, we'll share a link to that Facebook page as well, so people can get to it there. And it sounds like we're going to be having another conversation in the not too distant future. And I really look forward to that. I want to thank both of you very much for visiting with us today. It's a great conversation that we've just started here on the air. And like I said, I look forward to it continuing. So Armida, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And Maureen, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. So my name is Bob Perot. Thanks so much for listening today. It is In Focus on Lake 88. Have a wonderful afternoon.